Now, it's Glenn roving again, but this time I haven't roved, as they say, or moved too far. We are at home base, Bacladi, and I've persuaded Mr. Rice, Angus Rice, as we all know, those of us who are local, is the chairman of the Bacladi Village Hall Committee. And recently they have had an open day, as they have made improvements at the hall. I have seen them and they're fantastic. So I'm now going to hand over to Angus and he can update us on the work that has been carried out to improve the village hall. Angus.
Thank you, Glenn. Well, you were kind enough to come along to the open day 3 weeks ago, and it was great to actually have so many people. And the great thing was that people trickled in, stayed a wee while, had a cup of tea, some cake or whatever, and then left. But it gave us the chance to actually talk to so many more people that way than having a big rush. So talking to people, getting their ideas from within the community was what the day was all about. Now, we've been working on the improvements for the hall as a committee for the last nearly 3 years. But because of COVID and such like, obviously, everything took an awful lot longer to amass all the different reports that we had to get so that we could get grant funding to take the various projects and improvements on. So up to date, we've recently fitted a new air source heating system, which is air to water, as it's referred to, with radiators. And that replaces the old system of radiators, or as they were, big electric heaters on the wall. And there was only three of them left. And they'd been up there for the last 50 odd years. So they've now gone, and we have an excellent new air source heat pump. And the difference it's made to the hall is absolutely incredible. So we've also done quite a lot of painting within the hall and titivating some different areas like the toilets, ladies, gents, the disabled toilet. We've still got more work to do on the main hall, which is to clad the walls and the ceiling so that we retain the heat, as well as putting down electrical sockets and such like around the hall, as well as charging points for phones and electrical gadgets that everybody seems to have these days. So there's still a lot to do, but we are progressing well. The bar has been completely changed and renovated to a high degree by Isla Development Initiative and their small team of very able craftspeople. And it is totally different to what was there before, and everybody who's actually seen it is absolutely blown away with it. So IDI have been crucial to the improvements that we have made, and they continue to work with us to guide us through the myriad of problems in accessing grants and the various regulations building-wise and so on. So the whole project is probably going to take another 2 years for us to complete. But even then, depending on funding, we may not have achieved all our objectives.
What more are you going to do at the moment? I know you have the gift fair, as I would call it, with everybody displaying their goods local-wise and purchase. But I know the old days they used to have Kayleys and other fundraising events. Do you have plans to do this or to do a programme of events that you would like or are planning to hold in the hall?
Yes, we would like to turn the clock back to the way that things used to be done and the type of functions that everybody so much enjoyed, both community-wise, locals and visitors alike. One of the biggest problems we've got after COVID is trying to entice people out of their homes again and to go start going back and doing things within the community. I'm as guilty as everybody of having got out the way of things, of going out at night and so on. But we will start a programme of fundraising activities and hopefully we'll be able to run it through the autumn and winter so that everybody gets the chance to come out and enjoy the hall as it is at the moment and appreciate the fact of what we're doing going forward.
And I know when music is done, the one you did with Fraser.
The Fraser Shaw Trust.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, the sessions, the Isla sessions.
That's the one.
Unfortunately, due to bad weather in November last year, we had to cancel them due to not being able to get the artists, the musicians, or even probably half the audience onto the island. But this year we will be running the Isla sessions on the weekend of the 10th, 11th, 12th of November with a similar way of doing things as we've always done them. And you can actually go to the Fraser Shaw Web Trust website and you'll find all the details on that. So that's something that's very close to, obviously, our hearts. But we've also we've got the Jazz Festival coming into the hall next month. We've had Cantilena here. We've had the usual local groups and such like over the Brookladdy Open Day and Fáis Síle. So I'm hoping that things will start picking up where bands and musicians and so on will start coming back to the island on a more regular basis.
I think we touched on the subject a while back about Isla sessions being so late in the year, and especially with the weather we have. So there's still no plans to move it back a bit?
Well, we've talked about it, but if you bring it possibly forward to September or even more into the summer, we would then have bigger problems in finding accommodation for all the people who want to come across for the weekend. And as we know, with ferries breaking down and the weather, we're just as liable to have problems with the ferry in June, July or August as we are in November, December. So we'll see.
You're going to test it out this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we always say our winter generally is January, February, March when we have a bad winter.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never tell nowadays.
No. As I say, the accommodation is one of the big things if you bring it forward too much, because we have a sort of a core group of fans, if you like, but maybe we will have to think and see what happens.
But that's good. But it's coming back, and that means the hall is being used.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it would never. We would never move away from. We could possibly change the format slightly, but it wouldn't differ much from what we do at the moment. And all the musicians that come across, they're all world class in their own right. And one of the nice things is this year we've got Mary McGilvery coming over, and she's singing with the Paul McKenna band. So that's a big highlight to look out for.
We appreciate Angus, who, regarding the hall and the improvements, and also his sales pitch, they both coincide because Isla Sessions do use the hall. So we will forgive him for his plug, however. Angus, what more can we say? We are very grateful for you updating us on the improvements at the Buchladi Village Hall. And I'm sure in the years to come, more and more will be happening in the hall. And we wish you and your team good luck.
Thank you very much indeed, Glenn. Thank you.